Das war sehr nice, aber ich habe schon beim Jungen gesagt, dass aber der Zord darf nun wov. Mich ist der eine ist ja in Nesser ad Sheyrid Labor. Fragt die Gemara, Mishnah regarding Maisers says that the juice gets the status of wine from when the pits begin to flow to the top. This contradicts our Mishnah that says it's wine from when it flows into the bar. And for the Gemara, Rava said, our Mishnah follows Rabbanon, and the other Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, like we see in a Brice regarding Maiser, where the Rabbanon say it's wine from when it flows into the bar, and Rabbi Akiva said it's wine from when the pits begin to float. In fact, does Rabbi Akiva mean that when the pits float while the juice is still in the bar, or only after the juice has been put into barrels? And for the Mishnah just quoted says that even when the pits float to the top, a person may still take juice from the vat where the grapes are crushed, and from the pipe that takes the juice from the vat to the bar, and drink from it without giving maaser. We see that the Mishnah is referring to the pits floating in the bar, shma mino. Shekmar of Zitur Abrais in the Yeshiva of Bashaya that says that the Rabbanon hold that the juice becomes chayv and maaser from when the juice flows into the bar and the pits begin to float in it. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's from when the juice is taken to be poured into barrels. You see, the Tchar is different than we just learned. Mar said we should change the earlier Brisa to say Machlekes is like Taka, like we just says over here in the Brisa as well. Shekin Mar, then who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says that the juice can become Yayin Esach once it flows into the bar before changing the earlier Brisa? We said it can follow the view of the Rabbanon of the Brisa, but now who's going to follow? Should we say that there's a third Tana who argues with the Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva? And if it's more, our Mishnah follows the Rabbanon, and they're more Machmer regarding Yayin Esach, and therefore for purpose of Yayin Esach, they say say that it has the status of wine from an earlier point in time. According to Rava, who says that there's no difference between Yayin Nesach and Maaser, we're going to have to say that there's a Taka another Tana who argues with Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah said, Mashu b'bor osur v'ashar mutter. The Huna said, the wine in the vat is only mutter if the contents of the strainer that was placed before the bar to catch the pits and the peels before they fell into the bar from the vat, only if the contents of the strainer are not returned to the vat. If they are, the vat becomes Yayin Nesach as well. For the Akhtimar, the only way that the contents of the strainer become usser is from the fact that it's connected to the bar with a stream of wine. We should therefore learn from Rav Huna that a stream constitutes a connection, which is always a shaila. If more, it's not a proof. The case may be, like Rav Chiya told elsewhere, that the wine in the bar rose and touched the strainer. Therefore, there was a full connection, not just a stream creating a connection. Moses Vaita was a child who learned Maseches Avodah Zarah by the time he was 6 years old. They asked him, what's the halacha? Is it mutter to crush grapes along with a guy? He said it's mutter. They asked him, the guy takes wine with his hand and pours it for Avodah Zarah. So, l'chayrish, b'yayin esach. So, how do you say it's mutter? He said, I was referring to where the guy's hands are tied, so he can't touch the wine. They asked him, but he touches and moves the wine with his feet. He said, touching and moving with the wine with the feet is not considered to be nesach. The Gemara says, there was once a case in the Ardo where a yid and a guy whose hands were taka tied, they together, the yid and the guy, crushed the grapes of a yid. And Shmuel held off paskening until 3 yom tov met passed. Why did he delay in paskening? It can't be that he was deciding whether to be machmer like Rav Nosson, who says that if a guy simply measures the wine of a yid, it becomes usher b'anav, because even Rav Nosson says it's only usher when it's done using his hands, not when using his feet. Rather, Zakhnemar, he was deciding if he could be lenient like Rav Shimon, who says that simple touching by a guy of a yid's wine does not make it usher unless there is intent for pouring it to Avodah Zarah.